saw this confused look on your face, like I haven't seen very often. But when you guys won the toss going into overtime, you looked around to about 10 people going, wait, you want me to do what? Take me through that process.
Well, you know, Bill had came up to each one of us and kind of explained, you know, what he wanted. And when we won the toss, I was looking at Dev, and I was like, we want the ball, right? Because I thought that he was explaining, you know, like, we want, you know, there's just a miscommunication between, you know, everybody when we won, just of, okay, like, Bill told us that we want to kick the ball, you know, so they're facing the wind, you know. But I guess, you know, when we won, it's a natural instinct on overtime to be like, oh, yeah, you want the ball, right? And then we were like, we looked at each other, and we all, you know, just told each other.
So did you look back to the sideline?
You know, we want, yeah, I did. I looked back, and, you know, that's it. Kicking, so you know, we have them face the wind, and
just to
the wind at our back,
just to confirm what you'd already discussed, which it seems to go against, I don't know, conventional thought, maybe.
Yeah, but I mean, anyone who, I guess, you know, in any time it's an overtime coin toss, anybody who wins usually, you know, you want the football, right? So you get a chance and you score, mm-hmm. and game's over. But, you know, with that win, I mean, the win was definitely a factor. So, you know, to have the win at your back is definitely an advantage. And, you know, I think Bill just had confidence that the defense was, you know, kind of getting into a groove there, shutting them down on their third and shorts when they were trying to run those intermediate routes and stuff like that. So, I mean, a good call, right?
Yeah, worked out nice. Let me ask you about this Denver offense, because you go into a game against Peyton Manning. They run the ball for, what, 280 yards, and I'm wondering, do you think that was their game plan against you, or do you think the way that game started off, they just said, hey, you know, it's cold, we can continue to run and have success?
I think that when they, you know, realized that the wind was a factor and, you know, it was kind of difficult to get the ball down the field, usually how they would normally run their offense, they just decided that let's get in third and manageable, like third and short, so where we can throw the ball maybe 5 to 8 yards and pick up the first down. So, I mean, I think they ran the same play, it seemed like, you know, 30 to 40 times. It felt like that they just ran the same inside run, and it just felt like they ran it over and over again on first and second down, and then they got in their, you know, spread, you know, intermediate route type thing on third down.
You had some nice contributions. Sorry.
What's that? No, I said,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Definitely might have changed their game plan, you know, once they took the field and realized that it was going to be, you know, difficult to get the ball down the field.
You had some good contributions, especially in the second half by Dane Fletcher and the younger linebacker and Jamie Collins. He got more playing time last night than I've seen for the whole season. Is it something that he showed in practice, or was that out of necessity?
No, I think both guys did, you know, a good job of coming in, with Dante having a little issue there to where he couldn't go, and then Dane stepping in. And then Jamie, you know, Jamie's a tremendous athlete. So, you know, he could pretty much do whatever you ask him to do. He can cover guys, you know, he can play the run. So, you know, for him to come in there, and, you know, I think they both did a great job for us, with, you know, losing high.
You know, I know you guys have done a little bit during the season, but it seemed like you did a lot more last night. You and Chandler Jones switching sides. Is that just a matchup situation, just giving them different looks?
Well, you know, me and Chandler had talked, you know, during the week while we were preparing for these guys that once a player kind of sees what you do, you know, then when you switch players, it's like a completely different way to block somebody. So, you know, with me being on the left side of the whole game, you know, it's you know, they kind of, you kind of get a feel for how the player plays. And then when me and Chan switched, you know, I knew that I could just run the edge on the back side there, you know, and try and make a play. And Chan, you know, he's got a great inside move on his left. So, you know, I just figured, hey, Chan, you go left, I'll go right, I'll run the edge, you do your thing. And, you know, I would have had one, but he just tackled me on one of them. But, you know, mm-hmm. he got the call there for holding.
Mm-hmm. And on the other end of the, when you were in coverage, were you surprised to see that flag on you for pass interference?
Yeah, I was really surprised because, you know, I was playing through the guy with my opposite hand to the ball. I was pushing through to the ball, and I dove to get to the ball, and the ball was thrown outside. And it almost seemed uncatchable because I was right there. And, you know, I didn't feel like I tackled or grabbed the guy. I think he did, you know, a pretty good job of acting. As I tried to get to the ball, he kind of, you know, fell down. So, you know, again, it's one of those things that, you know, I don't have too many of those flags thrown on me. So again, at the time, it's disappointing to have, you know, a good third down stop, you know, giving them another chance to score and, you know, tie the game up. But I haven't seen the game copy of it, so I don't know exactly what it looked like. I'm sure they slowed it down, but, you know, I really don't know. What do you guys think?
It looked terrible. It looked like at the most you might have had a hand on his back hip at the most. It was terrible, especially in light of the non-call when Tompkins got mugged. It looked really it didn't look anything remotely.
If I'm looking at the ball and we're both playing the ball and I'm trying to get to the ball with my hands, then you know, contact, it happens when you're both going for the ball. So it's not like I was just tackling him or looking at him and, you know, he fell. I was looking at the ball the whole time. So, you know, again, it's one of those calls that you just have to move on and move past and, you know, hope that it doesn't affect the game, to where you don't get the win. So we won and I'm happy about that.
Well, that's your mistake, trying to interpret what the referees think the rules are. That's your mistake right there. that's the first thing. I know you can't comment on that.
They don't even know what pass interference is.
I know you can't comment on that. I know you shouldn't.
I won't get into that.
All right, Rob, listen, man. We appreciate it. And good luck this week against Houston. And we look forward to talking to you on Monday.
All right, guys. Take care.